Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Monday, October 14th, 2019.
2 weeks, Batman. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yes, that's right. We put in our notices this morning.
No, not
we're
that.
We're headed down to Charleston.
Not that. No. Not that. No, not that.
Oh, that's embargoed till tomorrow.
Yeah. It's,
Yes.
I was talking about your birthday again.
Adult. You're making a mockery of it.
No,
now.
I'm not. I'm reminding people so they get you gifts.
I don't do birthday month or birthday 2 weeks. Only birthday week.
Yeah. Well, I'm just letting people know so they can get stuff ordered in case it might take longer than 2 days.
Amazon Prime, you know.
Well, you know, what if they want to do something special?
In the old days, that's why you did birthday month, is to remind everybody, oh, you better go ahead and pull that Sears catalog out.
Yep, better. You better.
Order something.
You best.
Today, areas of patchy fog early. It was real soupy on the way down, down from TR.
Yeah, man.
Partly cloudy skies, high around 80. Right now, mostly cloudy and 57 in Greer.
One of those mornings where you don't really want to have the air on, but you kind of have to, or else your winders get fogged up.
Winders. Winders, yeah. I had the seat warmer on, too.
Oh, okay.
So my buttocks was cold.
Yeah, I don't ever need that, man. I don't ever need a seat warmer. I just make it swampy.
Oh, just get in there and rip a couple?
Yeah. Like, oh, this is great. I have a car that gives me swamp ass. I love it. This is exactly what I always wanted, a car that makes my ass a swamp.
What kind of like
a car that lends to my BO?
What kind of upholstery is in that?
Man, it's some kind of material. I don't know what in the blanket is. It's not leather, but it ain't cloth.
Pleather?
No, no. It's
is it made out of Under Armour?
It's some kind of like synthetic mesh fabric kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been in there.
Well, I know. I just couldn't remember. I'm always setting on it. I never looked down.
Yeah.
Your car is so.
What about in the car, though?
Well, your car, just sat on it. I never looked down. I don't want to see who it is. It's a glory floor.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Well, no, the reason I said that is because I forget now. What was the reason I said
know.
That? Something about, oh, yeah. In your car, does that, does the upholstery add to the swamp ass? Or are you just embellishing all of that?
No, no.
That
it's
you
just,
fart to warm your car up. I don't believe it now.
No, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying seat warmers just would make my butt sweat.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that's all I was saying.
He's farting.
Yeah, I was just saying that seat warmers make my butt sweat.
I got you. All right. Well, it's going to be fall weather here very shortly. Very, believe it or not.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of fall weather for us, I guess, huh?
Yeah, 80.
Yeah. This is fall weather in upstate South Carolina. That's why everybody moves here from Ohio.
Next week, there's a frost warning. So that's something to look forward to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cover your bushes.
Find you, yeah. Or, yeah, yeah. If you didn't shave it, cover it.
Yeah. But garbage bags, what my grandma would always do.
Yeah.
For the bushes.
Oh, okay.
And the yard.
Yeah. And then a shopping bag on the hair.
Yes.
Yep.
All those things. That's right. And my grandpa would put hats in the back of his.
Yep.
He would. What was that about? Surely my grandpa wasn't the only one that had a hat collection that he displayed in his back window, and they all got
faded. Yeah, the sun just bleached them, man.
They had the ribbons across the bill too.
Yeah, man. They were. I guess it was when they would travel to places. He would get a hat, and I guess it was his. I don't want to get a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
That'll mess up the value of the car.
Yeah.
I have a display case in the back window.
Yeah.
Levi Garrett racing cap.
I've accumulated a nice collection of hats in the last year or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put them in the back window.
No, I like to wear them. I don't want them faded, man. Got all kind of band hats and music hats and all kind of po mill hats. And
get a glory hat? You don't want that to get faded.
No.
Nobody wants a faded glory
hat. No, you don't. You don't want that at all.
Uh-uh. No, sir.
Band caps and ball caps.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I'll tell you something. You know what? Shame me if you want to. Took my child to that concert Friday night.
Yeah. It's a good crowd.
I'm going to tell you something.
From the snaps and pics I've seen.
I enjoyed the hell out of myself.
You had fun?
I don't care. I don't care.
Well, you do care because you said you don't.
Because I know that, Jimmy, I know your personal feelings about 21 Pilots.
Yeah, man, I just like rock and roll, you know.
Well, tell you something, man. That show was, there were parts of it that was rock and roll. There were parts of it. I was talking to, I forget who I was talking to. I was talking to myself. No, I was talking to somebody, and I said, you know, there was one of the songs they did that sounded very Rage Against the Machine-ish.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then there were some that were very reggae-y.
Yeah, that's where you lose me.
Man, no,
you lose me at white people reggae.
Oh, well, that's racist. You're a racist son of a bitch, man.
That's where you lose me.
God.
Unless it's Willie Nelson doing a reggae album, then I listen just because it's funny.
Really?
Oh, my Lord. They did reggae. I mean, yeah, they did some, you know, poppy stuff. They did a song on a ukulele.
Okay.
A couple, actually. But it was just, I tell you, I may not retire to Savannah Page. Sorry, I may have to renege on that because I may want to retire and go to Vegas and just go see shows all the time with lots of lasers and lights.
Yeah.
It was something else. It was good. I didn't see the opener.
Okay.
I talked to Pee-wee and Looper, who was there.
Yeah, that's where Looper went. Looper.
That was shocking to me.
Yeah.
He sent me a message afterwards and said, what did you think of the opener? I was like, God, you were there? He's like, yeah.
Teenager
wanted to go. I was like, you know what? Right there with you. But we both were like, yeah, man, that was really, really interesting.
Pull to the side a little.
You go to a concert. Oh, my kid's making me go to this thing. And I'm sitting there like, I'm doing the bounce at one point.
Doing the bounce.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you get an arena tour like that, I mean, you got to have a good show. I'm sure they have a great live show. They got to.
Yeah. I mean, they did like a couple covers of something. I can't, you know, like really short, maybe like 2 second or 2 minute versions of a cover and then move into something else.
Yeah.
But I was surprised at how many of their songs that I recognized from, you know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Ride. Dude, to see the crowd. Did you see any of them videos that I took?
Oh, yeah. I saw a bunch of videos from them down there.
That right there, that's the people watching is awesome. The older I get, the more I enjoy that. You remember you go to the mall or my grandpa never entered a Walmart, truly. Like, he went to his grave never going inside a Walmart. He would sit on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always look at those people and say, you're lazy or you're whatever. And now I get it. The fun in life is just sitting there observing.
Oh, it's great. People watching is my favorite thing in the world to do, man.
I mean, it was so good. And just to watch how, like, they'd show on the camera, I don't know if they're crisis actors or not, but there were kids on the front row shedding tears and crying and reaching for the guys or whatever. I'm like, this is like Beatlemania right here.
Yeah.
And their whole thing to do to go to their concerts is to wear something yellow. It's like they have gang colors, uh-huh. 21 Pilots. And you would see people there that either forgot or whatever, and they went and bought yellow electrical tape.
That don't count.
And they would just strap it all over their bodies. They would just wrap it on their bodies and stuff.
That's fun.
People wearing like yellow hazmat suits.
Yeah.
I mean, it was something. it was entertainment for sure. Fall for Greenville needs to be moved to a larger spot. I will say that. I attended that Saturday evening.
Yeah.
It needs to be moved. Fall for Greenville.
Did you get a sheet of tickets?
No. I did. But
where could they move it that's larger than all of Main Street?
I don't know. But either that.
You have to move it out of state. Like move it to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta or something to have room for it. I don't know if it'd fit all them people, man. It's like it's packed.
Yeah.
Let's move it to the Greenville Pickens Speedway. There's plenty of room and parking for everyone.
Yeah, and the crowd would be smaller, too.
Yes.
A lot smaller.
You'd cut the crowd in a third.
Yeah, at least.
Two-thirds of them wouldn't show up, so you'd have plenty of room.
I don't know.
I got smokers laughing.
Is that another, like, when I was younger, I loved going to, like, festivals where there were just people shoulder to shoulder. And then, again, the older I get, I'm just like, I just get so, and it ain't the news saying, oh, don't go to the fair, someone might start shooting or this or that. Don't go to the movie theater. It's not that. It's just like.
Too many people.
Too many people.
That's what everybody says. Just
too many lines. Many people.
It gets bigger every year. And the thing is.
10 tickets for a donut.
Like in 2005, it was huge, and it gets bigger every year since then. Wait, you say 10 tickets for a donut?
Yeah, well, but I mean, it was.
Made of gold?
It was a decadent one.
How much was the ticket?
50 cents.
Oh, okay. $5 donut? It better be good.
They come here from out of town.
It'll give you instant diabetes.
Like Vincent Vega thought a $5 milkshake was ridiculous. Then about a $5 donut, he'd shoot you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll come here from out of town just to go to that.
Yeah, it's like a tourist thing.
Yeah.
People love being in a crowd, man. Yeah. I don't really.
I get overwhelmed sometimes.
I went to the Bigfoot Festival in Marion, so I get how you travel for those things.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a Bigfoot Festival. They knew what they were doing. There's plenty of parking in Marion.
How many Bigfoots were there?
Tons.
I can't believe you.
Every time I'd walk by a plated glass window. No one else saw it, but I did.
You have fun at Fall for Greenwood? You enjoy that?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun.
Something to do?
Yeah. I mean, I had fun, but it was just very, I got very anxious being in close-knit areas with bunches of people.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Half an hour is enough for me, and then I'm ready to go home.
Great idea on the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. Move Fall for Greenville to Marion, North Carolina. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I guess.
Matter of fact, what if each small town does their own Fall for?
The Fall for Black Mountain.
Yeah. Fall for Pathonia.
Mm-hmm.
Fall for BPH.
Told you, Paige.
Well, it gets weird, though, because a lot of towns have Fall in the name. Like, it'd be weird to have Fall for Calhoun Falls.
Okay, they'll do Autumn for Calhoun Falls.
That'll work.
Fall for TR, Fall for Clemson would be crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they got that every Saturday just about right now.
Yeah. Fall for Piedmont.
Then again, they don't sell out usually.
For Piedmont.
There's a lot
Already
of empty
laying
seats.
Down.
Fall down for Piedmont.
By the way, was it me or there were a lot of empty seats at the FSU game? I mean, I know it was a blowout early, but man, the whole top deck left.
I don't know.
It was like, we got a lot of people left.
You're not going to find Fatboy talk crap.
Yeah, he won't. He watched the whole game and won't say it.
That's the people's argument when they try to find some mud. You don't sell out. Well, who the hell does?
Well, seemed like they used to.
Me for saying I enjoyed 21 Pilots.
No, that's pretty good. That's a popular band.
No, but if it's a boring game, I mean, crap.
I don't know how you can get tickets to go. I mean, these days you got to know somebody, and you still got to come off a couple $100.
Yeah.
I mean, that's to a garbage game even.
Like the national championship. Again, won't let that go either. Super fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks better on TV. My eyeballs aren't
generally.
4K.
You're an oddity. You really are. Or an enigma.
Wrestling.
I can't figure you out. Fat boy has got some. Is your stomach better? I thought about that all weekend, too. Did you have to leave the Ingalls College pregame show?
No, but I got there about a half hour early, and I took a dump. Oh, excuse me. I had a meeting in the back.
Oh, I see.
And that meeting went very well.
Yeah,
I didn't have another meeting, so I went home.
Really? Okay, you didn't have to. Yeah, because I had a meeting at the end, and you weren't in there having a meeting with me.
Oh, that would have been fun.
But I had one this morning, so I think I'm okay. I had a banana.
Mm-hmm.
There's no grease in a banana.
Mm-mm.
Might be all right.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what grocery store.
It's not deep fried.
Watch the news yet. Well, we got a whole lot of stuff to talk about and do today. First of all. Let's get some CPR for Jimmy over here.
I'm fine. I need like a neti pot you pour in your lungs and it doesn't drown you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll find one of those. Also, speaking of you, 9, your best damn audio today.
Yeah, man. It's one of them cute kid BDAs today.
Like cute kids.
Yeah, two little girls and a little boy.
Aw.
BD.
Not in the same clip.
Same funny things. And cute kids.
Doing fun kid stuff. I also got a South Carolina politician in Best Damn Audio.
Oh.
Somebody who's running for office.
Oh.
Sweet.
Oh. Oh.
I don't keep up with it. I don't know.
Not around here.
The one I like is already in office, sir.
Yeah. Lower part of the state.
Yes, sir. All right, so we got that. BDA also, we'll get into the mail sack today as well. Your email, theriseguys@AOL.com. Some real good ones in there today. And the recapping of Pigskin Picks.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
go down today.
Oh, boy.
It is the week six. We're in week seven now, but we're recapping week six.
Yes. Yeah.
To find out who the loser is.
There is a clear-cut loser.
Okay. Clear-cut loser.
Yeah, one person. An awful week.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me tell you who it is now.
No. Save it for the air. Hashtag it, too.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. Like, 20 minutes off the air, we're sitting here and talk. He's fine. We get on the air.
Then hay fever, man.
Yeah.
You're going to sound like Ed Orgeron here in a minute.
I hope so.
I played a good game tonight.
Got a little awesome. Robert Loser in your voice.
It's okay. I have allergies, too.
Don't tire.
Okay, so we got plenty to do. Keep these phone numbers handy. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Again, you can text us, the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That is 72341. We're at The Rise Guys on Twitter, at The Rise Guys on Instagram, Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Paige, what is up in the plugs?
Well, be on the lookout for THC-laced candy. I'll tell you what kind and why you should look out for it next in your Rise Guys headline.
Well, I know why some? We should look out for it.
You got
some? You got some?
No.
Is this going to be the new razor blades in apples? I might have to taste that first. This is what parents are doing. I need to take a bite first, make sure it's okay.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. I'm waiting to see if Jimmy will sneeze again before we get a break.
I'm just trying to stave off a coughing fit.
Pink elephant.
It's a coughing fit, man. You don't want that on the radio.
All right, we'll be back right after this morning.
Radio.com app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the Radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, authorities in Pennsylvania are warning parents after finding THC-laced candy. You know, it is that season.
I love the way you say that. It's very sexy. THC-laced candy. Say it again like that.
THC-laced candy.
I liked it better the other one.
Oh, so, you know, you can't recreate magic sometimes. So in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, there was a recent drug bust. And the police uncovered loads of cocaine, crystal meth, heroin, fentanyl, and marijuana. And Nerds Rope candies. So they're saying that these candies that look like real Nerds ropes, but they have THC-laced edibles, and you know it's combined with the THC in the candy. So be aware of that if you know you happen to find that.
Oh, but how would you know?
Well,
it would say on the label that contains this percentage of THC or as many milligrams of THC, rather.
So you're saying these parents need to go through their kids' candy?
The authorities are saying be vigilant when you're checking your children's candy.
Authorities are stupid. Not even dumb. Plum stupid. Ain't nobody giving away $20 pieces of candy for trick-or-treat. Nobody. Nobody.
That's a joke.
Nobody is giving away $20 pieces of chocolate on Halloween. No. Not one damn person in the whole blanking world giving away a $20 piece of candy for Halloween.
That's how much it costs, you think?
Some of them are upwards of $30, from what I hear.
Lord.
Well, the makers of Nerds.
Plus, they found fentanyl. We're going to talk about, oh, no, they're going to give this candy to kids. No, they found fentanyl. And we're not even going to talk about that.
If you make drugs, please don't put that stuff in there. Just go back to the way it was.
But fentanyl?
Yeah. Don't mess with fentanyl.
Well, just look through the candy. That's all they're asking.
Yeah.
And it's not here in South Carolina.
So or in a trunk or treat, you won't find that.
No.
But I can see where you're saying supply and demand is going to be rare with something like that if it's a $20 piece of candy.
But how much money people got? You're going to give away thousands of dollars worth of candy? No, you're going to give away the $7.50 bag you got at CVS. And you're already cherry-picking the best bites out of it.
Don't buy it early.
No, that, it won't be there.
That's a warning from someone who's been there, done that. Don't buy it early.
No. Great advice. No. That's good advice. This other thing's just stupid.
Or buy candy you don't like to give out to others, like buy dots.
By the way, when I say it's stupid, it's not a slam on Paige. It's the Pennsylvania authorities and the news.
Yeah.
You said that about most people. I said the story because I wanted to make fun of it.
Oh, of course.
Well, I bought little tiny Heath bars because I like them, thinking, well, I'm going to give out some good candy, and I've already eaten them.
You didn't buy that for kids. Kids ain't into toffee.
Kids are not into toffee. I know what I was doing.
You bought that for you.
I sure did.
Yep.
You did not buy good candy.
Yeah. I pretended that
Look, Mom, Heath bars. Yeah. You want them?
So good.
You give a trick-or-treater a Heath bar, you're going to get your house egged or rolled or forked or something.
Or salted.
Mom, if you give me another gig of memory, I will let you have all my Heath bars.
But you don't find too many of those, so, I mean, you know.
I'm going to give out saltwater taffy. This
week.
Oh my god!
All of them. I like circus peanuts. Now you're talking.
Oh. You like
peanuts? She said.
Oh yes.
Peanuts.
You like the orange and black wrapper candy?
No.
Nobody likes those.
I do. With the peanut butter inside. Yeah.
That's Poe Mill trick or treat right there. Where'd you get at Poe Mill?
Maybe that's why I liked it.
Dude, that used to be when I trick or treat at Poe Mill. That's usually what I got. So that's why we started going up North Main Street area to trick or treat instead.
Had to outsource.
You didn't get banana clips.
Come back with bags of Crunch bars or pillowcases full of them.
Man. My mama wouldn't let us go to any other neighborhood. She said that
She's
it was
smart.
Wrong to do. She wouldn't let me go to Boys and Girls Club either.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know we had one.
I mean, they had one at Poe Mills. Salvation Army did it.
Yeah.
Or no, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, whatever it was called, where they would take you out for the afternoon and play with you and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't let me do it because she said it was for those that are disadvantaged. And I'm like, my God, look around.
We'll show you how to cut cocaine today.
Y'all working two jobs. Somebody play with Matthew.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, after I was probably 5 or 6, I never went trick-or-treat with either one of my parents again.
Really? Five or six? They sent you out on your own, or did you have a babysitter?
No, I'd go with some of my friends and their families, because my parents never liked to do things at all.
Well,
I mean, mine did. You know, look, I'm not sitting there saying that they took me out trick-or-treating and all that stuff, but they did. They both worked two jobs, so
I
just wanted to go where everybody else went, all my friends, because their parents had played with them either, and they wouldn't let me go because they said it was for the disadvantaged. This coming from a woman who got a Whopper one time and wouldn't eat it because she said, if I didn't pay for it, the Lord might choke me.
I'll never get that lucky.
It could happen. She's got morals and values, your mama.
Well, if you did pay for it, the Lord might choke you. It might be your time, Mary.
It might have been. He might have been the reward for giving you tithe. Your tit hay, as they say in some countries.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, David Lee Roth, he alluded to something a couple of weeks ago, and he has his solo Las Vegas residency right now, and he's saying next phase, and he told the press, quote, I think Van Halen's finished. So people were speculating what he was talking about and referring to, and he says because there's health issues within the band. So now TMZ, they're saying that Eddie Van Halen is being treated for throat cancer again.
Dang, I was about to say, he's had it.
So he's been reportedly flying to Germany for the past 5 years to be treated again, and he had tongue cancer in 2000, but was declared cancer-free in 02, and sources say that this time the cancer is in his throat. And so he suggested that guitar picks could have been responsible. And he says, quote, I use metal picks. They're brass and copper, which I always held in my mouth in the exact place where I got tongue cancer. So he also admitted that he smoked and did a lot of drugs, and he added, quote, my lungs.
I forgot about that. Little
bit of living.
My lungs are totally clear. So the cancer cells have migrated to his throat over the past 5 years, and he's been flying to Germany to have them scraped out, according to TMZ. And for the most part, it's been keeping his cancer in check.
That's good.
So that's all we know. I don't know about the rest of them, but
another great example of somebody who's really wealthy going to another country to get health care.
I was sitting here thinking that, man. Yeah. Like, all these people that go here and there. Like, Big Sexy Kevin Nash. Mm-hmm. He goes and gets his stem cell stuff. I don't even know where.
Well, you got to go somewhere else for that.
You went to Columbia and got
But even with, like, the cancer treatments, like, everybody, I think, sees that commercial where it says it's a treatment center out west or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go and look, in other words, you have to be super wealthy to beat cancer or to buy another 10 years or whatever the thing is. You never really beat it, but when's somebody going to wake up to that? Like, obviously, I've lost many family members to cancer, but, like, when is everybody going to, like, say, all right, if we're going to bitch about Skrillex or whatever that guy's name was, it bought all that.
Right.
What was his name? Martin. Whatever, it doesn't matter. The guy bought the pills and then jacked up the prices overnight. Yeah. If we make a big deal about that, then why aren't we making a big deal about this? When cancer has got to be the one that's affected most of us more than any of them.
Right, and well, see.
I know what it is, big business.
Yeah. It is, man, because when the stem cell revolution was beginning, there was this huge misinformation smear campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And us in America, we bought it. Rest of the world didn't believe what wasn't necessarily the truth.
There's a lot of that still going on.
And the reason is pharmaceutical companies, because they don't want people to get better. And they own the government, not as anybody else does. So yeah, it's your elected officials killing you.
But they also have to, but I guess because they've taken all the bribes, then they can afford the health care.
So you really firmly believe that there is a cure for cancer and nobody wants to release that to the public?
No, I said I don't think there's a cure. I think you can buy more time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you ever get rid of, because you see even like super wealthy people die with it in like their 80s or 90s, but they're getting longer.
Yeah.
And then, you know. But I guess that's everything, right? I mean, you want to have a safe car, buy a Volvo if you can afford it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like if you watch Botched, you know you don't go to Mexico to get breast implants. And then when I saw Kevin Nash going to Colombia to get his knee worked on, I'm like, oh my God. Somebody's going to leave something in his knee. He's going to be on so much coke.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it worked out.
That's probably some of those documentaries, though, that Nine's talking about where they, you know, they take the worst of the worst and make it look like the entire industry's that way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a place in Malden where they were given butt implants with rubber cement.
Oh, yeah. No.
Right down there.
Right down the road.
Yeah.
Butt implants, rubber cement.
That's got to be comfortable to sit on.
Yeah.
About the first hour, it would be nice. It'd be like a love sack.
Yeah.
Then it'd be like be sitting on a rock.
Well, outside of John McCain, do you ever hear about any like senators or presidents or vice presidents having cancer?
Dude, how is Jimmy Carter still alive? The son of a bitch fell down a flight of stairs the other day.
He went and built a house.
And then he went and built a house afterwards. He's 95.
He took that experimental pill, and he beat his last round of cancer. With that experimental drug, nobody knows what it is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, because I mean, presidents don't die from... Mm-hmm. Ulysses S. Grant died of throat cancer. Other than that, no president ever did.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, back before.
All those guys are enlightened.
I'll tell you what, they don't have a cure for is Alzheimer's, because that got Reagan, and Parkinson's got HW, so they don't have cures for those.
Yeah.
Sad.
That means Russia's behind it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. That's another thing, man. It's got to suck to be a Russian. Like, you know how, like...
Well, like in general, yeah.
It's cold and blanky.
Not just that, you know, and the cheese, but no, I mean, like, they're so... The whole country's, like, villains now, according to, you know, the rhetoric over here.
Oh, yeah, man, I watched a lot of movies from the 80s. I know they're villains.
It's like the Nigerians. You think, oh, they're all scammers and stuff, but there's, like, farmers and, like, regular people over there. It's like Colombia, you think of cocaine, but there's real people out there working.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, we needed them to protect their interests in Iran against Turkey. Would they intervene?
Listen. Yes. Thank you, Paige. You got a conversation here started that will probably continue all morning. Fatboy, what is going on in the sports hole?
Well, the Saints got a win yesterday, but they got a shout-out on Twitter. By accident, but still from one of the most popular figures in the world. And people were all over it, man. The Saints were trending on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll tell you who shout them out. You won't believe it. You'll be like, you made it up. And I'm going to be like, bitch, look, here it is.
It would be shouted out, not shout outed.
Shout outed?
No, shout outed is if I scream, he's gay! That's shout
frowned upon these.
Hey, that was for Friday.
Oh, yeah, that was coming out there. Yeah, wait until next time.
I just drive by and say it.
Huh?
Just out somebody. He's gay.
Well, that's shout-outing.
You stole my moment.
All right, we'll get into who got the shout-out and whatever all that is next in the Sports Hole with Fatboy. Good morning.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rob.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
Old Saints, man. On Twitter. They won yesterday. They beat the Jags. They beat Gardner Minshew.
I'm going to miss you, too.
Got to miss you.
You know what? It was at Jacksonville, so they did a cool promotion. They gave out a bunch of fake mustaches.
Yeah.
It was Gardner Minshew.
He's pretty good, man. He's fun, too. He's a fun dude.
Yeah. He's a pretty good quarterback.
They should do those for Baker Mayfield. Fake beards.
Oh, worst quarterback in the league, statistically.
Cool name, though.
He got fat boat. Baker Mayfield or Gardner Minshew?
Oh, me, Minshew, so.
I want to hear Henry McMaster break down game film. Gardner Minshew and Baker Mayfield.
If they were a law firm, would you go to Baker and Mayfield or the other? Gardner and Minshew.
See, I think you got to say the full name for both those guys.
I'd go. I would like to be defended by Rob Inarian.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Then Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Well, this
It'd
person.
Be his underlings.
I don't know. Buddy, hook you up with a divorce, too.
I don't know if this person runs his Twitter or not. But they said, today we give thanks to the Lord for our new saints. They walked by faith, and now we invoke their intercession.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, this person.
Joel Osteen is a Saints fan?
No.
He should be.
No, he's riding that Texans train.
Yep. This was the Pope.
The Pope?
At Pontiff EX. Pontifex. Whatever. But he hashtags Saints. So when you hashtag Saints, the logo shows up.
Oh, okay.
So Saints fans are like, oh my God, we got a tweet for the Pope. What? Tweeting it all around, man.
Go Pope.
And they won. They won because they got a pretty good defense.
They spelled Pope with an E-A-U-X. Pope.
Pope.
That's not just an LSU thing. Every school in Louisiana uses that. The
so
G-E-A-U-X.
Going to convert to Catholicism now because of this, Saints fans?
Yeah.
They probably already are, though.
Oh, yeah.
Saints called on to it and tweeted. Couldn't lose after this pound tag blessed and highly favored tweet.
Mm.
That's a cool little thing that's going around.
No, that's cute.
This is another cool little thing. Trump, he was headed to Louisiana for a rally. Because, you know, he still does these rallies. Of course, he'll be starting them up now because, you know, for re-election. But he was always doing them anyway.
He used hashtag devils and it tagged New Jersey?
No. He was heading to Louisiana, but he caught up with the team that won the Little League World Series is from Louisiana. So he asked the parents if he could take the kids back home on Air Force One. So the whole team got to fly back home.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, the press corps is on there, but I don't know. W used to talk about how antiquated it was in there. I don't know if Trump had it.
I'm sure he had it fixed
up. Retrofitted.
You know he did. You know, there for a while, it's probably right. There was probably like the Playboy Mansion. You know how like they show the Playboy Mansion in the late 90s? How
it still
gross.
Looks like it was in the 70s.
Yeah, it looked like a Holiday Inn they never remodeled.
So,
a nicer one, maybe.
Teams from New Orleans. In August, they beat Caraco. Not Blue Caraco.
Curacao.
Curacao, yeah.
8-0.
That's where a bunch of baseball players are from and nobody else you ever heard of.
Including Andrew Jones.
Yeah, and what, Andrelton Simmons, ain't he from there?
Think so. Tough times in Venezuela. Coups and whatnot.
Yeah.
I want to get into worldly issues. A high school football player gets an interception, but he runs the wrong way, and he's hauling ass. He's about to get a safety, so his teammate had to tackle him.
Goodness.
He tackled him on the field.
Well, that's smart.
The dude's name who almost got the safety, K-Ron Thower.
K-Ron.
K-H-A, apostrophe, Ron. Mm. Thower. T-H-R-O-W-E-R.
It's a cool name.
That's not as cool as the name Nine found this weekend.
No, he's talking about the coldest to ever do it, Crawford. It's D-E apostrophe C-O-L-D-E-S-T, the coldest. And then his middle name is T-O-E-V-A-D-O-I-T. Capital T.
The coldest?
The coldest to ever do it, Crawford. He's a high school football player in Louisiana, and he's like the one recruit good. He's going to play for Ole Miss or Mississippi State or somebody, I think.
Oh, so he's going to suck now.
Yeah.
But that's a cool name. That's awesome.
The coldest.
To ever do it.
God, man.
Yeah.
That's the hole. How you going to beat that?
The coldest.
The coldest to ever do it.
Coldest.
We have to add him to the list of name their balls when we play that game again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be his cousin, the fattest.
No, don't you do it. All right, we're going to take a break. More Rise Guys headed your way. Good morning, everybody. It is good.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Time!
At 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The planet
rocks. This feed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.